Several weeks ago, farmers received a letter from their local FSA office advising them of a one-time opportunity to reallocate their base acres and to take a look at their yield history and make any changes. This is a one-time opportunity during the course of the Farm Bill. As everyone knows, these programs are decoupled from actual planning decisions. That's why the base acre and yield history becomes important. So folks will have the opportunity to reallocate base acres, not to increase them, but to reallocate them and also to take a look at their yield history. That may become important in terms of the decision that farmers will be making over the course of the next several months as they elect between the agricultural risk coverage program, which has an individual coverage program and a county program, and the price loss coverage program.
And while this is a one-time change that can be made in your farm's base acreage and yield history, Vilsack says farmers have plenty of time to study the various new farm program options before making those choices.
There's going to be plenty of time for folks to go to the meetings, to sit down with their farm manager, with their lender, with their crop insurance agent, to fiddle with the numbers themselves, to go to the meetings that Extension may have or an FSA office may provide some assistance. You know, obviously, there's going to be a lot of conversation and discussion, and that's why we think we've given folks, we'll give folks plenty of time to really get a sense of what's best for them.
To learn more about the new agriculture risk coverage and price loss coverage programs, just go to USDA.gov. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.